Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, at this week's Pella School Board meeting, board approved the next fiscal year budget. You've been working on it now really since December, trying to hash out what next year's income and expenses look like, as well as the property tax rate. What were the final decisions for the upcoming budget that were certified by the board this week?
Yeah, so this is our time of year where we actually do the certified budget, which is different than our line item budget, because that's really where the exact money goes. But the certified budget is kind of the big global categories that we have to look at how our spending is going to be. And of course, it sets our tax rate for next fiscal year. And for our tax rate, for the school will be $14.70 per thousand. That's actually going to be a lesser tax rate than what we had last year. So last year's rate was $15.18. So it actually will go down 48 cents per thousand for next year. So that's good news for local taxpayers. There's some of the things that just rolled off the books that we don't have to tax for anymore, and that's a good thing. So we're really just planning now on really detailing out the line item budget in terms of where the exact expenses are going to be. You know, we really have staff costs, knowing what that's going to look like going into next year. We have bargaining done. We have, you know, salaries and stuff set for next year. So that'll really be able to help us populate what our overall budget will look like for next year.
And how would you categorize the current financial status of the district?
So we certainly squeezed some this year. We knew we were going to have to do that. We feel like, you know, we've kind of squeezed what we need to for next year based upon, you know, our retirements and our replacements. And so there's some savings that we'll receive kind of because of that retirement policy. But in the end, we think we'll be kind of at a flat budget next year. We should be able to be flat to a little bit positive in terms of revenue, but basically kind of equalizing expenditures from what we think our predicted revenue will be. So I'm thinking we'll stay kind of in a financial flat position, which is fine. And that's kind of what I always strive for, just to kind of make sure that both ends meet in terms of how much we're spending versus how much we're taking in.
And at this week's board meeting, the board and yourself, you were able to pay tribute to one of your board members who's going through a lengthy illness right now. And that's Lisa Jansen. Many people may have noticed in our photos that she hasn't been at a lot of meetings since December. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about what Lisa's going through and how the board was able to pay tribute to her this week.
So we definitely are missing Lisa at the board table. She's been gone for the last several meetings. She's been taking treatment for cancer, and that's in Minnesota, in Rochester. And so it's been kind of a lengthy process for her, so people can actually get on a caring bridge and look at kind of her progress. If you go to the Mayo website, you could find her there. But Board President Joan Corbin, as part of a tribute to Lisa, that there's T-shirts that are being made that are just called Choose Joy. And so that's kind of just a statement that Lisa would make. And so she's a very positive, upbeat person and just has a very infectious personality. And so we just wish her the best through that cancer treatment and know that, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family during that time, because we definitely value her and hope that everything goes very well.
And Lisa and her family has had a pretty profound impact on Pella Schools, with her children going through the system as students and then now her serving as a board member.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. They're such a rock solid family in our community. It's those types of families that you always don't understand when they have to go through hard things. But she's doing it like a trooper and is a very great person that we certainly respect and hope that she comes back to the board table soon.
It looks like the Iowa legislature is moving forward and making progress on the SAVE extension. How important is that to this school to have that extension go through and to make sure that you can still finance all of the improvements you've been making?
You know, we certainly would love to use the SAVE dollars for some facility improvements that we kind of have on our want list down the road. We certainly have made some great improvements, but there's several other things that we could do, and know that there's some use for SAVE money to continue to improve our facilities. So that legislation is very important for us. We think that it could help enhance some things that we do in the community and for the community. And so that's our hope, that SAVE goes through and really extends that sales tax into hopefully the next 30 years.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.